Iraq's interim government says it has every intention of holding national elections there on January 30th, despite mounting pressure to postpone them because of continuing violence. 17 of the country's political parties, including interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi's Iraqi National Accord, and the two main Kurdish parties and a Sunni Muslim party led by Adnan Pachici, signed a petition last night calling for the election to be delayed up to 6 months. Mr. Pachici said, quote, security has to improve to enable people to vote without fear, with full security, and without intimidation. Now, notably absent from the petition were representatives of the country's Shiites, who make up about 60% of Iraq's population. And two more U.S. Marines were killed and three injured in Fallujah yesterday. They were ambushed while conducting house-to-house searches. Anthony Shadid of The Washington Post joins us now from Baghdad. Anthony, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And how realistic is that January 30th election date looking when you have the major Sunni and Kurdish parties and others calling for a delay?
Pretty clear that you could see some form of election take place on January 30th. The Election Commission has looked toward that date as the date they're going to try to fulfill in terms of holding the elections, and the process itself has got underway. But like you pointed out, there is a lot of pressure, most of it coming from the Sunni constituency in Iraq, for a delay, for a couple of reasons. One is that they don't think this vote can be held in areas where the insurgency is currently roiling, pretty large regions of Iraq. There's also a concern that their constituency, Sunnis in those areas, will just simply not vote, that there's too much fear that they won't go to the polls and cast their ballots. So even if they do participate, they'll be left without their constituency, basically.
Well, and what about the campaign process?
Campaigning is supposed to begin December 15th, and it will run until 2 days before the election itself. It's really difficult to see that campaigning happening in cities like Fallujah or Ramadi or Mosul right now. There's still quite a bit of violence going on in those areas, more so in Mosul, still in Ramadi as well. Fallujah, of course, is under U.S. control, but you're still seeing fighting there as well. So the idea of seeing campaigning take place is pretty tough to imagine in those regions. The Iraqi Islamic Party, which is probably the most influential Sunni party that's still taking part in the elections right now, was saying the other day that their candidates in Mosul have refused to have their addresses put on application forms. They fear their houses will be bombed. They've had one of their candidates in Bakuba was killed last week. It's really a precarious situation up there.
Anthony, what do you make of the fact that Prime Minister Alawi's own party signed the petition?
You can see it a couple of ways with Prime Minister Alawi. On the one hand, staying in power longer would probably give him time to cultivate a power base in Iraq's fractious politics. His party probably would benefit from him staying in power. On the other hand, he is under a lot of pressure to see these elections take place. Iraq's Shia majority has made very clear that they want these elections to go on January 30th. And you've already seen that community mobilize in terms of getting voters out, in terms of beginning campaigning. It's tough to see the Iraq Shia majority is signing on to a delay. And so I'm always, he's facing pressures from a couple of sides there. There are officials within his government, though, that would like to see the delays. And, regrettably, it often breaks down along sectarian lines.
Finally, Anthony, after the U.S. operation in Fallujah, what palpable effect have you seen that it's had on the insurgency?
Well, I think it's probably too early to tell. I mean, we have seen a lot more fighting going on in Mosul. Scores of bodies have shown up in that city in the north in the past couple of weeks. It's a pretty grim campaign of intimidation against security forces there. We've seen a lot of fighting in Ramadi. The area south of Baghdad is basically a no-go area for both foreigners and a lot of Iraqis who are too scared to travel the roads. So I guess it's too early to say what exactly the impact has been on Fallujah. Baghdad itself has been a little bit quieter, as quiet goes in Iraq right now. But when you ask Iraqis whether they think that the U.S. military can actually stop the insurgency before the election, most people are pretty skeptical about that.
Washington Post reporter Anthony Shadid in Baghdad, thanks very much.
My pleasure.